Hello and welcome to The Talkies, a weekly film podcast with me, Lucy Smith.
And me, Michael Henry.
This week we'll be discussing education.
Yeah, so I guess we'll be talking about self-teaching, institutions, mentors, and just education in general.
Yeah.
How did you find picking for this week?
I found it really hard. You were on it. You had your pick. Whereas I couldn't choose. And then I looked back at films that I might have wanted to pick before. Billy Elliot did come to mind because, you know, mentoring and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, picking Holy Smoke.
It's not an obvious choice.
Yeah, which interested me.
Oh, definitely. Like, I feel like there's more to talk about. Like, mine's kind of a cop-out in comparison.
Like, what is education, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because you're a teacher. We met on an MA course. Like, yeah. I mean, I think creativity and education is covered in both our films a little
definitely,
bit.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go into your pick first?
Yeah, so my pick is Dead Poets Society from 1989. It's starring Robin Williams and Ethan Hawke. I think it's Ethan Hawke's first major role or breakthrough role as well.
I thought he was brilliant.
Everyone's amazing in this film. It's so...
Yeah.
I love the director as well, Peter Weir. But it's basically a teacher who... It's a boys' boarding school and it's very like by the books. And this new teacher starts and he starts to... go off curriculum essentially and start, you know, he's supposed to be teaching poetry and his decision is to not teach it by the book as such and to teach them to feel and express themselves and be who they want to be. And that obviously caused a lot of trouble with the institution.
Yeah, the private school life.
Yeah. And it's basically like rebelling against what has to be taught, which, you know, I've taught at various age groups from like 16 to 25. And I kind of feel like that's what I kind of push and see how much I can get away with. Not anything illegal, just to point out. But basically, like, push and see, like, get people thinking. And get people thinking outside of their comfort zone. Getting them to kind of flourish. Like, I had some students last year who turned up really shy, barely said a word. Another one was really angry and just had loads of issues. And by the end, they were the best students I've ever had. Then like moving on to other things now and completely different people.
I think
people.
It's testament to a good teacher can literally change your life.
Yeah.
Oh. Like Robin Williams' character changes people's lives in this.
Yeah. And he encourages them to be who they want. Like one of the characters wants to be an actor and his dad just doesn't want him to be. His dad's like ultra conservative and that's one of the darker threads of the story. But the teachers constantly encourage him, saying, "You've got to be who you want to be. You've got to, you know, stand up for your beliefs and say who you are and shout it." Basically, one thing I wanted to ask you before we get properly into the film is, what qualities do you think make up a good teacher or a great teacher?
Properly listening, and not assuming people that you're teaching know nothing, assuming that they can also teach you a bit.
Yeah,
which I think we'll cover in my film as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I guess not assuming you know everything. Yeah, be open-minded, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you? And what do you reckon?
Well, very similar. I think don't be condescending. One thing I love about Dead Poets Society is he talks to them like humans. They're all around 16, 17, I think, but he doesn't say, you know, you're teenage boys, you don't know anything, which I think is basically what a lot of people's experience of teachers is.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people hate education because it's like authority, whereas his style, and I definitely learned from this film, I should point out, like I watch this film every single year before I start teaching film.
Oh, really?
And it works like a charm every year. Like it gives you the feeling of, yes, this is meaningful work. You're helping people. You're changing people.
I tell you what, it's like one big thing that he has, which I think teachers don't have to have. I've had good teachers that don't have this, and I'm not sure if I'd be that sort of teacher, but the sort of the balls and charisma to just be like, his first lesson he comes in, whistles, walks through the class, walks out the back door, and then like they're all just sat there, and then he comes back in and is like, well, come on then, and like leads them outside, new environment, like hits them off guard, and therefore they start listening. I think that's like to have a character as a teacher.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, I remember my best English... Well, one of my best English teachers was one who, one day when we were reading Shakespeare and everyone was a bit bored, I guess similar to Dead Poet Society, but he brought us up and made us do, like, a pretend fist fight between the two characters whilst we read the lines.
Okay.
And, like, that woke it up. And he was just a really lovely human as well. Like, he came in on his day off to watch me give a speech that I'd prepared.
I feel like
in front of
the
school.
I feel like that's a big part of it as well, as, you know, caring more than you need to. Like,
yeah.
I think, I don't know, well, we'll get back to your English teacher in a bit. I had a similar thing when I was, like, 16 that I've only really had maybe one teacher, I think, that had an impact. And I try and be like this person. So... Mr. Edwards, I don't actually know his first name, I wish I did. Basically, when I was 16 and a bit of a loner, and I knew I wanted to get into film, I started studying communication studies and psychology and all this kind of stuff, and media. And he was someone who was like, don't just accept what is given to you by the news and all this kind of stuff. And he was open to talking about, you know, left-wing ideals and challenging, you know, the status quo, even though he could have got fired for it. And he was, I think I mentioned in an early episode, he was the kind of teacher who would bring in a film and be like, this is from Iran, watch this, it's unlike anything you've ever seen before. And it kind of blew my mind a little bit. But more than anything, he just encouraged you to be like, you've got this, you can do this. And
someone who genuinely wants you to learn.
Yeah, well, just caring.
Not just what's on the curriculum.
Caring, definitely. Yeah. Like, it's caring when you don't need to. I mean, you know, if you're a teacher at a high school level, for instance, you're probably seeing about 100, 200 students a day, maybe more, or throughout the week.
Yeah.
So it's hard to care.
I've done like mentoring in GCSE levels and stuff, and the teachers have basically got to the point, even if they came in with good intentions, they've got to the point where they're just like, we need to get them through the exams so they can have a future.
Yeah.
That's the bare minimum, because the classes are too big, there's no time. Yeah.
But I really hope that that's something that just doesn't happen to me and, say, Michal that I work with. That you get hardened to the idea that it's just a job and you basically are like getting them to the next step. Like, really, it's about altering the course of someone's life and helping them figure out what they want to do, I think. Sorry, we're not really talking about the film that much, but these are all things that the main character, well, I guess he's not the main character, it's kind of an ensemble, but Robin Williams' character does for all of the boys at the school. But mainly Ethan Hawke's character, who's very shy. He can't read from a book. He hates the idea of saying anything in front of a group. And then by the end, I don't want to spoil the ending because I can't even talk about it. It's making me upset now. Just this huge moment of bravery to say how much it meant to them that this teacher cared, really.
Yeah, and Robin Williams definitely, he broke the rules in that, like, his breakthrough moment with Ethan Hawke. I'm so sorry, I've forgotten all their names.
No, but, the same.
Like, he pulls him up. He starts off by kind of humiliating him. He sort of, like, spins him round, makes him close his eyes, makes him do something that's kind of embarrassing, but also kind of freeing. But, like, that's breaking the rules of any teacher training, I'd say. Like,
oh,
you don't
definitely, yeah.
Grab a student around and... But he just...
Not violently, we should point out. It's not violent. It's very much like gently, like pulling up, saying, cover your eyes and speak from the heart, essentially. And
once again, it's breaking him out of the, like, the normal idea of what you're meant to be in school, which is what they're teaching them every day in that school.
Yeah, I feel like the film really illustrates really well how institutions, like, squash expression and creativity and individuality. It's very much... conform, do this.
And parents to an extent as well.
Oh, yeah, well,
there's like education going on between parents and kids, of course, as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, education, especially, I don't know if you've had the same thing, but I look back at anything pre-16 and think, yes, I learned some basics, but it's hard to care about stuff that you're being told is important. Whereas I think you need to decide for yourself what you want to learn and go after that thing. I think education in some ways just becomes a churning out of people to fit certain molds that you think they should. And I don't really agree with that.
It's definitely true that, like, so what Robin Williams is teaching his class is stuff I've had to teach myself, or in some ways, very luckily, like, my mum would teach me things. Like, I'd be writing an essay and she's like, well, don't just assume that. like, what do you think?
Yeah.
I remember moments like that. But like the things I remember from, for example, like science class and stuff, are the like little nuggets that I took for myself. So like something about volcanic rock, which I thought was amazing, and the teacher only just touched upon, but I was like, what? And that's the only thing I remember because I was interested.
Well, I think that's all you can really do is, I mean, I think the job of it, what, not the job, but I think what a great teacher does is make you care about things that you don't necessarily care about. They admit this is boring. This is the boring bit, but let's try and find a way to make it interesting to make you care
the
about
it. The way to make it interesting as well is to just link it to your life, isn't it? That's what Robin Williams is doing. Link the poetry to their lives.
Yeah.
And like a good science teacher even should do that. They're like, this is what eyes do. I don't know. But here's how it links to your life. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I
agree. I'm going off topic now.
I think also like making it personal is a key thing as well, that you don't want to feel like you're talking to a robot. You don't want to feel like you're talking to a probation officer. You want to feel like, or a security guard. You want to feel like, not that those people can't have, you know, personalities. I'm just saying that their roles that you assume are very much like authoritarian. And I think the more personal, I've had it with students where, you know, I've had suicidal students and I've had all sorts that I've had to deal with. And the more you open up about yourself and are willing to say, I don't have the answer to this, or maybe I can't help with this, but I'll listen. Being honest and being human is basically the best way to help someone learn or teach, or to self-teach even, or like be passionate about what they want to learn. I feel like we're getting going on a tangent here, sorry.
No, that's all good.
Sorry, I was going to ask, so was your English teacher that you mentioned, is that someone that was a teacher or a mentor that really stood out for you? I feel like everyone has at least one that kind of changes their life a little bit.
I have quite a few. He wasn't there for that long, actually, but I was definitely touched by that. Yeah, I was like practicing for a speech day, where you just make up a speech and you get to the finals and then you speak it and you might get a little medal or whatever. But yeah, on his day off, he like, I look up and he's like there at the back of the assembly, like properly cheering.
Yeah.
And yeah, just bless him. Yeah, that stuck with me. Just people rooting for you and believing in you.
I think like the most important role of a teacher in some ways is to empower and boost the esteem of a student. Like it's not really about, I mean, a lot of people probably disagree, and especially heads of education and ministers and all this kind of thing, but really it's, you know, helping someone from a not a bad situation, but helping them get to somewhere else that's better and more. I think for me, especially with teenagers or like 16 to 20, it's more about giving them a sense of purpose and making them realize that people care and that they have worth, essentially. Whereas a lot of institutions don't do that. It's like, conform, do this, or it's wrong. I hate
even
that.
Even as simple as Robin Williams saying something like, that's not stupid. What just came out of your mouth isn't stupid.
Yeah,
that's genius.
Well, there's one character who starts, he falls in love with someone and wants to write him poetry, and the class are laughing. Yeah. He's like, don't listen to him, just ignore him. And
what I loved about that bit was he came back having read the poem, which went awfully because she was so embarrassed and said nothing. But he said, but I did it.
Yeah,
and that's clearly like Robin Williams is like, yeah, he's just, this is a grab the life by the balls kind of film.
Well, yeah, it's like, influence, like shows the influence that you have on other people, I guess.
It got my emotions so high. Like I was grinning at many points and then crying and then, yeah.
It cuts deep. I cry every single time I watch it.
Yeah, I think the moment when, I won't ruin anything, but Ethan Hawke's sort of like running out into the snow, that bit stuck with me, that image.
Should we move on to your pick? I feel like I've got a lot of questions, but I feel like they might work better if we start talking about your pick. Yours is a very different. It completely took me off guard when I saw that this was your pick, because it didn't click that it would be about education. So I don't know if you want to introduce your pick and then we'll get into that.
It's arguably tenuous, but I think it is. So my pick is Holy Smoke, which is basically you got Kate Winslet who gets involved, or basically gets sort of manipulated by a cult in India, and sort of transformed into a new way of life. And the family kidnap her back and ask for a cult exeter, which is Harvey Keitel. And the whole thing is about those two in a hut for, I think...
It's about a week, right?
It ends up being like 5 days. Yeah. And the idea is Harvey Keitel comes in and enlightens her as to why she's being manipulated, gets her out of that cult mindset, and she'll be fine. But the reality is sort of like a two very stubborn people sort of battling it out. And I mean, the question's thrown around a lot, like, why are you here? What does your life mean? And yeah, I guess I chose it because an education with the idea of like trying to bring someone round to the right way of thinking, in like quotation marks.
Yeah.
And this is a instance where the teacher or the mentor, which would be Harvey Keitel, is definitely not open-minded, at least at first. He is not. He's saying this is the way and you will bend to it.
Yeah, your pick definitely shows how educational knowledge can be like twisted. I mean, this film's twisted in many ways, but in a great way. But it kind of, how knowledge can be twisted to control. I mean, in the same way that an educational institution could try to control the students, this is basically, you know, a cult leader. It doesn't really feel like culty as well. Like, the actual cult feels like quite...
The cult exit in video he shows like, obviously, like Manson and all that jazz, and... I guess he's saying what it could lead to, once they've got them all under their power, what they could do with it. But yeah, I agree. It's like kind of everyone's just happy and peaceful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But removed from their past life.
Yeah, you never know what's going to... Because they have, like, new names. That is a sign of a cult, for instance. But yeah, we won't get into that. We'll save that for the cult episode.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. On top of the whole idea of shaping... and manipulating people's minds, probably what you call bad education, really, is also the idea of people in love, or at least people who have a connection, educating each other, like people sort of colliding in their lives and bringing something out of each other.
Yeah.
It sort of covers that too. They do it very aggressively in this film. Yeah, they're not very... There's no gentleness to it. They sort of drive each other to the edge to...
Yeah.
But arguably, I think they've both had an education by the end of the film.
Yeah, definitely. Weirdly. I mean, in terms of education, I feel like you can learn from anyone. And I feel like you should... I feel like we're all... Oh, you've said it before that, you know, if you think you know everything, there's something wrong with you almost, that you'll always be learning. Mm. What I really like about the film is that it kind of shows how power dynamics work. So it's kind of assumed that the teacher or the authority figure, so here Harvey Keitel, will naturally, you know, lead and... give information and have control, but it shifts because it's an illusion. Like, the whole thing is, especially when you get to school, it's like everyone buys into the idea that that person's in charge, that person is in control. No one's really in control. It's all an illusion. It's all kind of...
Yeah, they're just human and they can be tested. And when Kate Winslet does test him, it all sort of breaks down.
Yeah.
There's a lot about sort of men and women in this, and the way that she breaks him down is basically through sex, and it's... It turns into a big, tangled, crazy mess, yeah. So I won't ruin too much.
Yeah, needless to say, it's worth watching.
Yeah, and you were saying that you'd forgotten how, like, sort of funny it was as well.
Yeah, well, I think I watched this, like, 15 years ago, maybe more, and because it came out in 1999, was it, or 98, or something like that. It was definitely 90s. It's got a very 90s feel in places. But I'd forgotten a lot of it, and so I was glad that I could rewatch it. And I think it could be Kate Winslet's best performance, even.
I was thinking that. I think she's chosen some good films, she's chosen some bad films, but this one felt different. Like, she was kind of...
Well, it's weird, too, that she'd...
Risky.
It's risky because she'd done Titanic 2 years before, and to do Titanic and then go, I'm going to work with a New Zealand director called Jane Campion, who makes art house films, and make it about, you know... backpacking. It's going to be set in Australia. Is it Australia or New Zealand?
Australia.
That, yeah, I'm going to, it's such a weird choice, but it's so much better for it. Like, I don't think she would have had quite a great career if she hadn't started taking chances like that, because it's easy to become just the famous person. And
yeah, and she is very good. And I, Like, I won't lie, I quite like some of the rom-coms she's in. I'll watch them any day, but, like, she's a bit dead behind the eyes in them. She can't, like, stretch her limbs. Like, she's a good actor.
And she's very, like, not fluid, but there's a kind of raw power, and she's all over the map in this. It's chaotic, which I really like. And she is in Eternal Sunshine too, which I love. I think she's amazing in that, especially at the end. But this feels like she's let loose a bit. Like, it's I love it. I think it's Harvey Keitel too. I love Harvey Keitel, but for me, this could be one of his best too. There's something, Jane Campion's amazing. I think you've seen The Piano as well, right?
Oh, was that him too?
Jane Campion. Oh, yeah, Harvey Keitel's in that too, but Jane Campion directed
it. I meant the director. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I love both of them have got this, like, weird sort of, I want to use the word insidious and I don't know why, but like a weird mixed up, twisted-y kind of thing that just gets definitely sucked right in.
Yeah, twisted, definitely.
Yeah. They're intense films. That's it, that he does intense films.
It's Jane Campion.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I keep hearing James.
No, Jane. Sorry, it's probably our connection. James Cameron directs an arthouse film.
We've broken the illusion we're not in the same room.
Yeah, I think people know at this point.
It's lockdown, people.
Yeah. I've got a few questions relating to this, if you don't mind.
I also have some, but...
Oh, no, you go first.
Well, my number one is, do you think stripping something down to the base and then building back up again could be a better education than building on top of old knowledge? Because what they're doing is trying to strip right down.
I think yes and no. I think there's dangers, because obviously that's kind of what a cult does. They strip you down and say, like, here's what's not been working, let's give you a new name and personality. I don't know. I think it's good to build on what you've learned in the past, but it's good to take it with a pinch of salt, maybe, that, like you've said, some teachers kind of they're just doing it for the sake of it, and now it's kind of routine, and they just want you to get the right exam results, for instance, rather than actually teach you something.
Yeah. Whereas, but I guess what Kate Winslet does to Harvey Keitel is, and probably vice versa, they strip each other right down so that they can, like, analyse.
Yeah.
And then...
I think I don't know if there's one way to do it. I think it's good... I think it's good to have, like, a feel refreshed, like you said, like, to have someone come in and behave differently than you expected, to be funnier and more personable, and that take you off guard, maybe. But I think to disregard everything you've learned before might not... I think it's good to challenge it. It's good to challenge what you've learned before. Mm. Like, I think with...
Very wise.
Like, you studied English literature at BA, right?
Yeah.
That I think there's a very specific way that's taught. It's like, here's how a good sentence should be. Don't make it too long. Don't do this and that. It kind of squashes any creativity. I've read stuff that's like a page, a half a page sentence, and really experimental language, and that's more interesting to me. So... that's not going to get taught. So what?
I guess that rule of you got to master the rules to break them. So that's building on top of things, but questioning them.
Yeah.
Very wise answer.
Thank you. I'm full of them. I wanted to ask, do you think you'd be susceptible to a cult? I know we're not talking about cults, but I think it's an interesting question.
No, it is based on, like, your mind and how it works.
I guess do you think...
I don't know until it happens, but I don't think so, no.
Okay, I don't think anyone thinks that, but I think everyone has vulnerabilities that they just... Everyone wants to be led in some ways, I think. Everyone wants to be guided by... A lot of people...
I think my reason why is that at this point I've thought through enough stuff that I think about myself and about the world that... I don't think I'm looking for anyone else's answers.
Okay.
Like, for example, with things like meditation and stuff, anyone else's way of doing it, like, sit still, cross your legs, do this breathing, like, never works for me. I've had to find my own way of calming down.
Yeah.
And once I found it, that's what sticks. So, like, yeah, I can't imagine someone telling me, live this way. Basically, unless I was properly ground down and despairing.
That's usually when they get you.
Yeah, exactly. So, who knows? Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? Same question.
I don't think so, but you never know, I guess. Like you just said, like, you could be in a place where you're That's why...
questioning everything.
Yeah, the film The Master is very good at showing this, that post-World War II, for instance, everyone was looking for meaning and, you know, they're kind of lost and broken after the war. That's where Scientology and other like sort of smaller, I hate to say religions, but technically they are. They kind of... There's a boost of sort of pseudo-spiritual groups, essentially, because people were looking for something. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I'd probably be more likely to set one up.
Jesus.
I don't think I'd want to. Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not going to. But
what would you use people for?
I wouldn't use... I don't know. That's a rabbit hole. That's a rabbit hole. I shouldn't have said
you
that.
You just said you wanted to lead a cult.
No, I didn't say I wanted use to. People. I said I'd be more likely to lead one rather than be in one. But I don't want to be in one or set one up. Yeah, I'm going to have to cut that out.
No, let the truth be
Yeah,
known.
Not like a Manson cult, but, you know, a way to actually help people, I guess. Anyway, we'll move on.
You can't help people by telling them what to do.
Like, we're not talking about cults, but I think there are some things that are named as cults which are more about reprogramming in a way that isn't do this. It's very much think for yourselves. Anyway, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Teachers shouldn't tell someone what to do, but they should give them good tools to think for themselves.
Yeah, which brings me on to another thing I want to ask, it's something that I think is more important than education in brackets or as an institution. How important do you think...
Quote marks or brackets?
Whenever I'm tired. Basically, do you think self-teaching something is more important or as important as being taught by an institution or a group of people or a person?
It's the most important thing, and it's what institutions should be trying to do.
Yeah.
To help people do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you self-teach regularly, or do you feel like in the past you have?
Define self-teach.
Well, you go out of your way to learn something that someone hasn't handed you, I guess. Like with me, it was film. When I was 14, I was like, this is what I want to do. There's no film courses. Like, it's kind of squashed completely in the UK. There wasn't a film course at 14. I mean, it's a few small ones now, but I was like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to buy books. I'm going to look online. I'm going to watch as many behind-the-scenes things as possible. And even now,
other than education as expected of you from school and stuff.
Yeah. To, like, seek knowledge without necessarily a reward other than the knowledge.
Yeah. That's the only way to keep life exciting, I think. Like... For example, the garden I volunteer at that randomly do like herbal medicine courses and shit like that. Like, I love all that hippie crap. And
I think you're underselling it a little bit by calling it hippie crap. But yeah,
it's actually scientifically proven. But yeah, it's incredible. It's really interesting. I love learning. Yeah, I think I'm more interested in learning about like how things work in the world and nature than finding courses for myself. Yeah. However, like when the opportunity arises, for example, random photography courses, things like that, of course I'll jump on them.
But that's you seeking it out still. I think the problem I find is that most people hate education up to 16 so much that they kind of want to turn their back on it. Same with uni, like maybe you progress, you do A-levels and then uni and then you're like, right, I'm done. That most people I find don't really seek out knowledge as they get older. They're kind of just accept what they see and that's it, which, I mean, you know me.
That's the interesting thing, because I've had friends who go to uni and then go, I'm done with studying. I want to be my own, like, I want to have my own things. I don't want to be told what to do anymore. I'll go get a job. And I don't know.
I feel like the job in some ways is the kind of the end of the road. It's like no more learning.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, association with things being forced on your mind and being examined in it. Examined? Yeah. yeah. But I think, the higher you get up in education, the more you can, like, do it just because you love it.
Yeah.
Although I sometimes feel like people who did their GCSEs and then left for a bit and then maybe went back to study something that they really love are coming to it in a really good way, like a really good angle.
Oh, no, definitely. But that's, I think in a way that's self-teaching too, because you've sought it out yourself. Basically, like having the desire to want to learn something, which I think you said earlier, basically, you know, wanting to, or being inspired or passionate about something that maybe even the teacher's not, that sticks with you more, I think, is, you know, finding stuff by chance or, you know, stumbling across things and being passionate about something. I've read all sorts of stuff that no one's handed me. Like, you know, I'll read poetry or philosophy because I find it interesting. And I get more from that than if someone had just said, read that, if that makes sense. Like if someone just went, this Absolutely. Is important. I think if you care about it, then it sticks.
That's why I go see films on my own a lot as well. I'd rather have no one telling me what I should get from
it. Well, you don't even watch trailers, which I think, I think that's a great approach.
Don't let the trailer editor tell me what I should get from it either.
Definitely.
It's all set up to like give you the idea of, well, no, the trailers are important too.
Well, yeah, they make, it's how films make money, but I agree. I don't know, if in an ideal world, people wouldn't watch trailers, they just experience a film as the thing, I think, but that's a whole other thing. Do you have any other questions? I'm out of mind.
I do not, but it's got me thinking that it kind of all links to that old age thing. How do you keep yourself excited all your life? It's to keep learning new things and keep doing new experiences. That's all self-teaching.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I think the idea of getting old and stopping your search for things is basically the end of the road in some ways. Like you have to keep, you know, not keep searching in a way like an empty way, but keep searching to be curious.
Keep learning.
Yeah, keep being curious and keep learning. And there's a really great quote. I think the first time I heard it was Francis Ford Coppola, who directed The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. He said, knowledge is one thing you can't have too much of. Like if you drink too much, you get sick. If you eat, you get fat. But knowledge, it's endless. Like the more you learn, it just adds to your life, essentially. I really like that.
Thank you for listening to The Talkies. This week we were talking about education. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to tune in next week.